we were the Avengers, what would we be?
Jesus Christ, that's a weird one to ask.
I'd be Stan Lee getting all the money.
Good answer.
So, $1 million, but when it's cloudy, you must tell your significant other that you're cheating on them.
Fuck, I'm good.
Yes!
I knew it! That's what I was waiting for! I was like,
Even if you're not?
Huh?
You gotta tell them.
Even if you're not?
You have to.
It's $1 million, but.
When it's cloudy, you must tell your significant other that you're cheating on them.
Wrong fucking. Like, it never gets cloudy anywhere else but Colorado. Jesus Christ, Anderson.
Technically, here you're safer. We have an average of 300 days of sunshine.
I'll just move to Hawaii. Fuck it.
I think they have more clouds.
They have more clouds.
Depends on what they mean by cloudy, too. There could be a few clouds in the sky, and that's technically cloudy.
Well, still.
I'm cheating on you.
Just take the money.
Why do you keep winking when you say that? Because this isn't funny.
It's a little weird. No.
Yeah, I think you'd be going through a lot of significant others if that were the case. Just stay single. Basically, this is the cards of $1 million, but you have to be single the rest of your fucking life.
Anderson.
I'm cool with that.
I'd take it.
Sure, if I was single.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm single. It doesn't matter anymore.
I can have financially afford my dog farm.
I mean, I'm sure my luck, if I were to take it, my luck would completely change it. That's when I end up with a girlfriend and suddenly
the woman of your dreams.
I'm fucked. Welcome to the Geek Out Heroes. This is Vargo.
Anderson.
This is Lush.
So, Josiah is off this week. Miles is still in Oklahoma. We don't know when we're going to get him back, but I'm pretty sure Shane is going to get fed up with him at some point and send him back. We'll see.
You just moved
back.
Why'd you move back to the podcast?
Shayna leaves him, comes back to us. It's like, what the fuck happened? Left him with her folks.
I'm never moving to Oklahoma.
Well, opposite happens if we get Shayna.
Miles stays out there.
It'd be so fucking weird.
Miles stays out there, Shannon moves back, Anderson moves.
And the events of the weirdest breakup in history.
Anderson's all of a sudden gone, he's in Oklahoma. Fucking knew it.
Things are starting to add up.
Fucking knew it.
Be jelly of the bromance.
Stupid.
Yeah, if that happened, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, a week later, they both died in, like, some kind of suicide pact, and really, it was just, you know...
Kool-Aid everywhere and shit.
Miles was tied up to a chair, suicide pact. Quotes.
Rat poison in the surge can.
Anderson is found with a note, just says, forever.
I believe this for some fucking reason.
It's canon.
It's canon.
Really quick, listeners, to get this out of the way, I went and saw Alien Covenant. I'm not going to give you my full, I'm not going to give the full review with the guys around, so right after this, you're going to hear us cut away, you're going to hear just me talk about the movie, and it's going to be a spoiler review. So to give you my thoughts, it's not worth seeing, don't go see it in the theaters. If you didn't like Prometheus, you're not going to like this movie at all. Aside from that, from here on, you're going to hear my thoughts and why I say this, and why I feel this way.
It's because you're full of hate.
It is what fuels me.
Believe it now.
Loach is going to go see it over the weekend, and we'll hear what his thoughts are next week and why they're wrong.
Why they're wrong.
So here's the review for Alien Covenant. I want to start this out by saying, if you're worried about spoilers, go ahead and look in the chapters for this podcast. I've added a chapter so that you can skip ahead so you don't have any parts of the movie ruined for you. I don't know why we started naming the Aliens movies, first of all, after ships or missions, but it's kind of stupid. I don't know why we can't just give them a name based off of, you know, evolution or something. But in this case, evolution is not what happens. Here's the thing. The reason why I don't like the movie is the same reason why I don't like Prometheus. It kind of bends a lot of the things that we've come to know with the alien universe from books, from things that we've seen later on. Even the alien and predator relationship. I realize a lot of people don't like the aliens versus predator movies, and those are not great examples, but the books and the comics for those are fucking phenomenal. They just paint this incredible picture of a vast universe that we just love to see. And unfortunately, it backtracks a lot of that stuff. I mean, Ridley Scott's films have completely ignored all of that. And in this case, even more so. We start out with Prometheus hoping that it would answer the question of where the fuck did the aliens come from? How did they come about? Why did they get on that ship? And why the hell was that ship out there? You know, let's go back to now where we ended up with Prometheus. Fans were really excited to see what the fuck happened. He decided that, okay, I'm going to come up with this ridiculous thing of this black ooze that has so many properties and can do so many ridiculous things that even the sequel itself, Alien Covenant, has to point out that it can do so many things that David, the android, didn't even know what it would do. So in Prometheus, we end with David and Elizabeth going off into space in one of the builder's ships. And basically what you find out is that David, who is this psychopathic android, decided to let loose the same black liquid bullshit that was used by the builders to destroy and reset worlds or create their own evolution or do whatever they wanted to experiments wise. Essentially what created Earth in according to the movies, and let it loose on their own planet. They showed up at their home planet and dropped it on the entire civilization, killing everyone. He's still a crazy ass piece of shit. Which everybody was like, okay, well, from there I was thinking, okay, well, maybe this is how the alien chestbursters, you know, first started out. And because of this, they evolved to the point where the chestbursters on the ground ended up creating eggs, and the eggs are what we find. No, that's not what happens. Unfortunately, the movie starts out okay. I mean, the very opening scene's weak as shit, and it immediately kind of threw me off because we're looking at David and finding out about his, you know, the way the psychology in his mind works is that he wants to essentially create things where his creator, Mr. Wayland, didn't think he could create anything because he was an android. He was designed to serve, and David didn't like that. So the entire movie, the villain isn't the alien, really. The villain is David through the entire thing, which sucks. I'm getting tired of the psycho android being the main villain of the films when the real villain is supposed to be the alien. I mean, it's almost like Ridley Scott completely forgot how the Alien film was made. And when he went to go and make an actual Alien movie after the failure that was Prometheus, he didn't do it. He still went with, oh, I want to tell the story of this crazy-ass android that somehow ties into the mythology of this. And so that's what we got stuck with. But again, at first, you know, you kind of go for the ride and you're like, all right, well, you know, maybe this will get better. Maybe this will go what is logically makes sense for this universe. And we'll find out what actually caused the alien outbreak, why there were so many freaking eggs in that ship, and where those came from, where the actual alien species that we know and love came from. And you sort of do, but it's not to a point that makes sense. What would have made sense would be to create a story around where the aliens evolved on the planet from being the chestbursters that came from this pathogen or virus or whatever, and eventually started laying eggs and were killing off the rest of the planet. And in order to try and save their world, the builders gathered them up or managed to get them in an isolated area and started to cart the alien eggs off to dead worlds. This would have made sense. This I would have bought. I would have been, oh, wow, that's actually kind of cool. Like that kind of makes me think, okay, well, I'll accept Prometheus now. You know, you've explained this, you've fixed this, but that's not what we get. Instead, we end up with a villain in David that has evolved this species. He literally has created the eggs. That was the point where the entirety of the theater went, what? Like, you could feel it in around the people going, this makes no sense. Like, this is the dumbest way to try and explain how these aliens came about. This is ludicrous. I was just completely thrown off. I had no idea what to do with that at that point. I mean, David comes along, makes these eggs. Somehow they get onto a builder's ship, and the builder, who clearly had a chest burster in them, exploded out and killed them. But the problem is that they made it very clear that David killed all of them on their planet. So there's no builders to take the eggs away. There's no builders to fly one of the ships and have all of these thousands of eggs fly away with them. So somehow David managed to evolve this species to a point where it can have an egg, impregnate a builder, or, you know, the jockey, and have it fly away with thousands of eggs, even though he didn't actually get them to a point where he felt that they were perfect the way we know them as in the series, until those people got there. So none of it makes sense. And at the end of the movie, they make it very clear that David's no longer on the planet with the eggs. He steals, I guess you could only call them embryos of the face huggers, and hides them takes them with him in the ship, you know, dooming everyone. But he doesn't do this on one of the jockey ship, the builder's ships. He does this in the Covenant ship, which is a human colony ship. And somehow the writers think that this is going to be a viable answer to the fans. And again, I could hear people whispering, like, what the fuck is this? Like, this is your answer? That it was made by a fucking android? Are you kidding me? How the fuck is this? How the fuck did we get here? You know, and that's the question that fans should really be asking. Like, what the fuck were you thinking? Like, why isn't there a brand manager involved with this franchise to sit there and say, whoa, that's way off of what we've built. That's way off of this universe that's been created that people love. How can you turn around and sit there and say, oh yeah, this is fine. This is good. People will love this. Why? Because it's Ridley fucking Scott. He made one of the fucking movies that was good. Prometheus was a fucking flop for a reason. Clearly, he doesn't remember how to make a proper alien film. Now, granted, I can sit there and say, and most people can argue that Prometheus really isn't an alien movie. It isn't. But it does belong in the franchise now because he's obviously been tying it in. I mean, it has the same creatures in it. It belongs in the same universe. But unfortunately, as a fan, I have to sit there and say, no, it doesn't. This is some offshoot of another universe that I have to sit there and say, okay, well, you know, it's going to be its own thing. But at no point do I ever want to associate it with the Aliens films that I know and love. I mean, did you not watch the other movies? Did you not see how these beings work? And you thought, oh yeah, well, the android made them. Man, and when the, in not only that, when the xenomorph actually shows up, it's kind of lackluster. The first time you see the actual chestburster, and when I say actual chestburster, it's the real xenomorph. The incubation is ludicrously sped up. On top of that, the chestburster is basically in this a miniaturized version of the full-grown xenomorph, like to proportion. It's completely stupid. It's almost like they forgot how the original small chestbursters looked like when they came out of people's chests. The way they did it in this movie was laughably bad. Imagine a full-grown human being, and instead of them being a baby when they're born a miniaturized full-grown human. Like, that's the proportions that you're thinking of. Yeah, that's what it looked like. Like, people were actually laughing in the theater when it came out. They're like, what the fuck? Like, Ridley Scott, did you watch your fucking movie? Have you ever seen Aliens, any of them? Or do you just ignore what's already been done? I mean, Christ, man. We don't need another George Lucas. We're good. Thanks. There's no... It doesn't feel as tense. It doesn't feel as scary. There's too much, let me explain this plot with David, and not enough, we are fearing for our lives because this creature is going to kill us all indiscriminately because that's all it knows. Nope. There's nothing like that. And like, you know, like I said, the movie shot well. It's acted out well. I think the actors did a great job. I mean, they fully committed. But it's just, it's so lacking in story and logic that you just have to sit there and go, why can't you just make a good alien film? At this point, after Prometheus, they should have dropped this storyline entirely and just gone with making a new Aliens film. We don't really, in all honesty, we don't really need to know how the aliens got to LV-426. It's a cool mystery, and we all like a mystery. We all want to know what happened. But at the same time, if you can't explain it in a well-told story, and this is what you come up with, it was a genetic experiment by a crazy android. That's what I'm going to go with. That's really? Like, that's your explanation? That's like explaining the way that mutants and X-Men are created is because a guy with a test tube decided to create a couple of babies and made the mutant gene. Yeah, so there it is. That's why. I just could not accept that. It was so bonkers that when I sat there and a guy in front of me got up and did what I was thinking, and the people around me were whispering, what the fuck? You know, what is this? What the fuck are we watching? Is this really what they're going with? I mean, we all got up and I just looked around and was like, wow, that sucked. And another guy goes, right? Because what the fuck was that? So when you see the reviews and how people are just angry and how people are just like, what the hell is this? It's because they've taken a franchise that we love and kind of shat on it. It's the equivalent of somebody reading 5 minutes of Wikipedia story and not spending any time with any of the content. When you make a movie about this, that's the origin story of anything, the question you need to ask yourself is, what is the question that we want to answer? And in reality, the question was simple. Where did that ship come from? Why was it filled with those eggs? How did this happen in the first place? That's it. Just don't go see it. If you're a fan, don't see it. You're just going to end up walking away going, wow, that was crap.
But anyways, Anderson, you went and saw King Arthur.
All right, King Arthur, fun movie. It's a good summer movie, hands down. It's a definitely different take on King Arthur. I'm very happy they brought back the magical fact of the monsters and the sword fight and all that stuff. Definitely a Guy Ritchie film. If you've seen any of his films, that's the mindset you need to go into this, is it's a very loosely based off King Arthur and Guy Ritchie's version of it. Fun, go watch it. I highly recommend it.
Cool. So, just meant for a good time.
And if I had to even go deeper on it, how do you say his name? Charlie Hansen?
Charlie Hunnam?
Hunnam, my bad. Charlie Hunnam,
My depends on the chick, I guess.
Well, I feel like that actor, he brought back the difference, because like when you watch World of Warcraft, which in my opinion was a garbage-ass movie, this movie that he did in this role made up for that shit.
He wasn't in World of Warcraft.
I'm pretty sure he was.
He wasn't.
Was he not the main human?
Is he the main? Okay, so when you say that guy's name, is that
Charlie Hunnam? That's Charlie Hunnam from Sons of Anarchy.
Okay, yeah, that's not Jax. The same guy.
It's not the same guy.
That's why when you said he was from
Charlie Hunnam.
You know, I'm confusing him for the guy that's Rim in Vikings. That's who I'm confusing him for.
Oh, okay.
Charlie Hunnam was in Pacific Rim.
So correction, it's the guy from Vikings that plays King Arthur, and he fucking does an awesome job.
The guy from Vikings doesn't play King Arthur. King Arthur's played by the guy.
But Charlie Hunnam. Charlie Hunnam is the guy from Sons of Anarchy. He played Jax. He was also in Pacific Rim. Yeah.
That is two different actors.
I'm totally mixing them all up.
Yeah, you are.
So it does not make up for World of Warcraft. You should feel bad about yourself.
Yeah, the movie still fucking sucks. It's like a terrible movie.
Yeah, the guy who played King Arthur was that chick from that one movie. It's
You ever play that game, ball with the ball, and then the guy goes, you know, switching around.
Anderson keeps saying the right, but it's always in the middle.
I feel like Anderson's the guy trying to fool everybody else.
But he keeps fooling himself.
But he keeps fucking it up.
Yeah. The ball's always in the middle, but he keeps picking the right anyway.
You know, Loach is that little kid that's like fucking him over every time. Like, no, it's in your fucking hand. It's like, God damn it. No,
you literally named three actors for one spot. At one point, the guy from this No, not that.
My bad.
It's one of the Hanson brothers, you know, from that band.
Fucking Hanson brothers.
Says Boombop Man.
From that band.
It's the remix. Hanson. Jesus Christ.
I completely spaced on this. I actually got to watch Triple X, The Return of Xander Cage.
That was fun.
It is the dumbest movie you will watch all year. It is batshit stupid.
I mean, it's a triple X movie, it is so stupid. It was so bad like, when you were saying that, though, because I was
you can turn
like,
your brain off as much as you want, and it doesn't matter. It will still go, what the fuck? Like, someone who is not thinking the entire movie will
but
go,
you were saying
what?
That, when you said that,
oh, no.
I was just like...
I liked it!
No, I get that, but what I'm saying is, like, it was like pointing out, you were like pulling a John Madden moment. You're like, this is so stupid. I was like, it's a triple X movie. I wasn't expecting anything.
I
less
wasn't expecting
or
that.
More.
I wasn't expecting that. It's not that. It's the fact of like, even when you it doesn't matter when you watch a triple X movie, the same thing comes into your head every time. Why am I still watching this?
Because the movies are fucking great.
And who the fuck paid to make this movie?
Dude, those movies are fucking awesome. I didn't like the Ice Cube one that much.
So,
They're so bad, shit nuts.
They're so bad. It's hysterical.
I fucking love them.
But you know what? The thing that truly saves the entire movie, doesn't matter how bad it is, fucking Donnie Yen. That guy
is so bad as fuck.
It is nuts.
Yeah, I heard
like,
he was bad.
Everything he does in that movie, doesn't matter how unrealistic you think it is, I believe he can actually do.
Oh, yeah.
Donnie he's a real life Jedi.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
I think he actually can
man.
Do these things.
Yeah, dude, he's It Man. I don't give a fuck.
Give it a watch, and remember, when you're watching it, you're watching a movie that is the equivalent of if a 12-year-old sat down and decided to put together his coolest things that he could think of. What if a guy was able to ski down a forest? Is there snow? No, it's fucking tropical as fuck.
Dude, I saw the trailer for that, and I was like, so, where do I sign? Like, if there was a fucking, like...
Dude, the beginning, though, is fucking hysterical.
If there was a GoFundMe, I'd put money toward
like,
it.
The beginning is fucking hysterical. Great. I mean, I don't want to reveal anything, but when it says the Avengers line, I lost my shit.
They say an Avengers line?
You'll see it. Just make sure you read all the text. It's hysterical.
Really? Fair enough.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, give it a rent, go and Redbox it. I don't know if I'd say own it, unless you're really a fan of the Triple X series.
If I could get all three
if
of
you're
them.
A fan of the first Triple X, go fucking buy it. Yeah,
I think
it's 1,000 times better than the first one. And I thought the first one
I
was
loved the
just
first
okay.
One. Oh, I loved the first one. The first one was so
just
much fun.
Okay. Aside from that, we have no more reviews for movies, but we do have a review for a game. Injustice 2.
I'm going to have to borrow that so I can play the story.
Yeah, I mean, you can take it with you tonight.
It's about 4.5 hours.
The story's good, though, right?
The story's really good. The story's excellent.
Very
I heard it leaves off, what, right after the first game?
No, not even close.
No, it's like five years later.
It's 5 years. That's
it's 5 years later. It's the same length as the comic books will take.
Okay.
So, like, the first set of Injustice comics...
Yeah.
For the first one are 5 years before the first game.
Right, I don't remember.
And then the next one is going to be five years before the second game.
That's cool.
So, basically the events that lead up to it,
right.
Obviously. It's a good story. It's, you know, it's fun to play through. I enjoyed it overall. I think that Brainiac is ludicrously overpowered.
Oh, God, he's OP.
I mean, no joke.
Fuck
his,
me.
His super alone... took my entire health bar down.
Yeah, that's not a surprise. I'm not surprised about that at all.
It is very frustrating.
He has a move that juggled me and kept taking half my health bar.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, though.
Yeah.
I play fighters more than any, besides sports.
Yeah, and the other thing that drove me nuts is there seems to be still a tremendous amount of controller lag.
That's fair.
Which is not... And that's just for wireless controllers. With I've seen people review it with fight sticks or wired controllers. Works perfectly fine and works well.
Well, yeah, you're directly hooked.
From what I understand, if you still have your Street Fighter wired controller for the PS3,
I don't.
Okay, I was gonna say it's from what I understand, it's compatible with the PS4. Sorry,
I sold all those.
It's, you know, it's a good game.
I enjoyed the story. There's two endings, and I got to see both and play both.
Yeah.
The overpowering thing is I was surprised. Street Fighter 4 had Seth at the end, and Seth was way overpowered. Beating him on just normal was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I remember.
So I'm not surprised with their overpowering when it comes to fighters anymore at the end.
Pros and cons of this game? Like, I enjoyed the story. I enjoyed the music. The dialogue was pretty funny for the story mode. I like the gear. But the new feature in this game is they introduced gear.
Harley Quinn has the best dialogue. Just, Dude, I gotta tell you, the CGI and graphical work that they did on the characters is phenomenal.
Really?
And the voice syncing with the lips is some of the best I've ever seen. Like, no joke. The only one that I think comes close or even compares to it is probably Horizon Zero Dawn.
That's what I felt like. I felt like they actually used actors and mocapped each fighter.
That wouldn't be surprising.
It wouldn't surprise me at all. But Harley Quinn, she looks like a real fucking person, and it hurts.
It hurts. Jesus Christ.
New features adding gear to your character. Each gear does stats, but it really is just for versus modes. But I do enjoy the fact that each piece of gear alters how your character looks.
It's actually kind of cool.
That's what I really liked about each piece of gear, which alters how your character looks.
Yeah, but when I was playing the beta, it was just annoying as fuck. I really didn't get. I don't know. Maybe I just didn't give a fuck. I'll play tonight. I need to take a break from baseball.
Yeah, I mean, you know, hats off to the guys who write for that. I really enjoyed
that. Was very well written.
Dude, if it wasn't for NetherRealm, though, I know Street Fighter's been starting to go that kind of route, but Street Fighter is its own thing. I'm glad they do that story mode with Mortal Kombat and
Street Fighter, and I've already written off Street Fighter. I've written off Marvel vs. Capcom.
I have no desire
to play any of those ever again.
See,
the thing I'm pointing out is that's due to NetherRealm creating storylines in their games, and because of that, like, that makes me go, okay, I suck at fighters, but I will play this because this is a fun enough story for me to go through.
Yeah, see, I love fighters. I can never give up Street Fighter. Street Fighter was the first game I remember playing, really. Like, being so into it. It was unreal.
Yeah, so, overall, I would say, if you're a fighter fan, yeah, it's worth a pickup. It's worth the buy.
If you just want
to go through for the story, like if you went through the first one, wait for the price to drop. It's $50 from Amazon right now. You can pick it up for that and still get through the same story. And you don't need to buy the DLC. You don't need to get any of the extra stuff because most of the, like, all the fighters that you need are in the story for that continuation. Right. The additional DLC is just going to add new fighters as it goes. Those aren't going to be in the storyline. So
unless they start doing, now I can see that being a trend. Start adding story per, when you get
yeah,
new
if,
fighters.
If that would happen, totally worth the extra money. That's all I can say. But
yeah,
if you're a big fan of the first one and you're a fighter fan, pick it up.
Oh yeah,
if you're just a fan of the story, borrow it from a friend until you can buy it, or buy it when it goes down in price.
Yeah, if I had the money, I'd be totally snagging it.
Yeah, I get it. I will say that the steelbook case is pretty badass.
Yeah,
is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the few times where you open up a steelbook and it's actually got artwork inside.
Matter of fact, I think I've got my Injustice 2 poster in my car. I'll give it to you.
I think I already got one.
Is it like the skinny long one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got nowhere to put it anywhere right now.
So
not until we buy the house.
aside from that, if you're really into the universe or into the Injustice universe, I do recommend getting the comic books as well. They have almost all the years set up in volumes now. I think they're currently on year 5. At volume 3 is going to be coming out soon.
I'll be picking this up and catching up to Vargo.
I've been reading through them. It's really cool. There's some deviations between the games and the comics, obviously, but it's still pretty badass. It's a really cool universe they created.
Oh yeah.
And that's where
I'm wondering if the movies are going to start going that route toward the Injustice route a little bit. I doubt it. Well, I don't see DC movies lasting much longer the way they're fucking going. Honestly,
that's the thing.
Honestly,
like,
if Wonder Woman fails,
I like the DC movies.
I like them too. They're okay. They're nothing like Marvel, but I mean, granted, Marvel's got an established universe right now, and I know where DC's playing the catch-up game still. I can tell you right now, though, I think if Wonder Woman fails.
Yeah, I think Marvel set it up, played the long game. DC set it up,
and they're trying to play it. Yeah, they have to play it short. They're not going to catch up. If Wonder Woman fails, though,
I don't see it failing. It looks.
Oh no, it looks great. I think it looks awesome.
Here's the thing: the DC movies haven't failed. They've failed in what we call failing upwards, which is when you make, and Anderson and I talked about this earlier today, when you make over 3 to 4 times your budget and what your marketing budget was, not failing.
It's not failing.
In retrospective. It just means that you didn't make Marvel money.
Well, it's not even that. To me, it's just that. The biggest problem I had with the ending of Batman v Superman. The title, because that's just fucking stupid.
But Batman loves Superman.
But I thought that was the fucking worst title ever.
Yeah.
But they were trying to put too much into one.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Well, we all agree. There's too much.
We all agree.
We're like, we're gonna bring in Doomsday. Doesn't look like Doomsday.
We all agree on that. But the DC movies, what I'm getting at, have never failed.
They've been
financially.
Financially, no. Underwhelmed. A lot of fanboys and everything like that? Absolutely.
Yes, but they still continue to make tons of money, and will.
Oh, I know.
There's literally no way Wonder Woman will underperform. Especially with the rampant, and I say this rampant, and I use this term loosely because feminism today is not what it used to be. Feminism used to actually represent fighting for women's rights, and now it's just an excuse to man bash. But with the rampant feminism that's going on right now, of making sure that men know their place, and I put that in quotes. It's not gonna fail. I mean, here's the thing. I'm looking forward to Wonder Woman. I think it's gonna be badass. Mm-hmm. The only thing I'm expecting from her is to kick ass, take names, and kill a few people. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah,
it looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
She gets to fight in I believe is it World War II or is it World War
One?
It's one.
Okay, War of the Hell Wars.
Yeah.
That didn't
that
actually
didn't
happen.
Really.
It looks cool. There's no way it's not gonna perform well. It just won't make Marvel money, and that's the thing that Warner Brothers hasn't really figured out, that that's okay. It's kind of like Sony with the Amazing Spider-Man series. They make 3 times what the movie costs them to make, including their marketing budget, and they still considered it a failure.
Right.
It's not a failure, guys. You're just not making Marvel money. And I hate to tell you this, you're never going to, because that's Disney and Marvel, and they own they're partners, and Disney kind of owns them. And when you have Disney money, you're basically the Walmart of movies. You can just buy whoever the fuck you want.
But they also got the established
universe,
and they're just really fucking good.
And like
good.
We just said, they
Again,
played the long
played
game,
the long,
it paid
they,
off.
Marvel oh, yeah. played the long game, it paid off.
It's
a brilliant move. DC right now is playing the short game, because they feel like they have to, even though I understand the reason why. I still think that there's some steps they could have put in between to try and build the universe a little bit more.
Yeah.
One of them being a Batman movie before Batman versus Superman.
I'd like to just see an Injustice film series.
And that's going to happen.
I hope so.
What the next movie is.
Injustice.
Oh, you mean Injustice.
No, Injustice.
Sorry.
Not
I,
Justice
sorry,
League.
Justice League. I got that confused. I apologize.
It looks all right. Justice League looks...
I don't think you'll ever see an Injustice film series. It's one, it's not popular enough with with normal, regular,
if
everyday
you
people.
If it does happen, it's going to be DCAU.
And
what, the animated universe?
Yeah.
If anything, you will.
That'd be nice.
They'd be pumping out rated R movies, and they'd be good.
It'd be cool.
Be good.
Speaking of R.
But I don't see that coming to theaters. I don't see that coming to theaters, and the reason is because people don't like to see Superman as a bad guy, and he is a bad guy.
He is an absolute villain.
And the cool that was the thing I was coming back to with the Injustice comics is... The cool thing about years 1 through 5 is it actually shows that progression of him taking these steps and becoming progressively worse. Because at first, in year 1, you're going to sit there and go, he's kind of right. Like, and really, he kind of is.
Yeah.
Batman's wrong.
I got the first 2 years, I think.
And then, as it goes, he just becomes more and more worse.
He gets
fucking
ruthless.
Whereas Wonder Woman... From year one, like, from the moment it happens, there's clearly something off about her, like, mentally. Like, there's something wrong.
Right.
Which I'm looking forward to them explaining a little more. Because Batman senses it every time he talks to her. So, yeah, that's all we have to talk about on that. The only other thing we have to talk about, really.
Well, no. There's a couple of small things.
Oh. Are there?
What's up, man? Talk.
Chris Cornell passed away.
I didn't know that.
The lead singer of Soundgarden. He passed away early Thursday morning.
I heard that.
Suddenly. Right not long after our show, his last show in Detroit.
Song choice.
Oh, yeah. Soundgarden. All the way. Yeah, it's really sad, man. Another one of my fucking heroes is gone. First, it's fucking... what was it? Last year, it was Scott Weiland from Stone Temple Pilots, and now it's Chris Cornell.
Yep.
I swear to God, if Eddie Vedder goes from Pearl Jam, I'm just going to fucking lose my shit.
I don't like
these
threats.
So, yeah, Chris Cornell passed away. They still haven't said what it was yet. They think it was his anti-anxiety medication, though.
Really?
Which is one theory.
Overdose, or?
I don't think it was over. I don't know. They don't know.
He was a rock star.
Yeah, but he wasn't like... He wasn't like Weiland. Scott Weiland was like openly admitting to heroin and cocaine use. Yeah, it's really weird. It was very sudden. Happened in Detroit, not long after the show. Yeah, it was really weird. This sucks.
Hmm.
So no more Soundgarden, which is a bummer because that's like there's my childhood right there. The new show by Fox. Which I cannot fucking wait for.
Oh,
fuck. The Orville.
Yeah.
Oh, the Orville.
Orville.
Looks.
So I was like, is it about Redenbacher?
It's basically.
That's weird.
It's basically a spoof on Star Trek, and it's basically
Galaxy Quest.
But with Seth MacFarlane. Looks absolutely hysterical.
Yeah, it looks funny. Look forward to when Fox cancels it.
Cancels that.
Or airs it out of order, or, you know.
Right. But the biggest news was that Tom Hardy was casted as Venom today.
And yeah, I saw that.
And I
don't know how I
fucking
feel about that.
Oh, I could totally see it.
He's
him
too
as
small.
Yeah, but you can get away with that shit. Really? Come on. Look what they did with The Hobbit. I could totally see it.
I mean, he's not very big.
Don't
get me wrong. I mean,
film-wise, you can make him look big.
They can make him look big, but at the same time...
He looks huge as Bane.
I don't know.
Man, if they can make Tom Cruise look big, they can do anything.
When I think of Venom, I think of somebody the size of, like, Batista.
I could totally see Batista do it.
I still like Brock Lesnar.
Hmm?
I still like Brock Lesnar.
No, I hate Brock Lesnar, and I don't think he could act his way out of
it. I'm not saying that...
Well, not acting, but, like, the size.
But he's got to act.
But he's got to be able to act. I'm not saying that Tom Hardy can't act it. I mean, he's phenomenal.
I cannot wait to see Dunkirk.
But
because he's in that.
Yeah, but I just don't see him as Brock.
I can't.
But we'll
see.
We'll see what they do.
Well, it was a weird announcement.
It's Sony creating a side movie about Venom, which is kind of odd.
It's R-rated
because they've said that it's not going to have Spider-Man somehow.
No, but it's going to be It's going to be an R-rated movie.
I'm
okay with that. I just don't know how they're going to do it
without Spider-Man.
That's really the reason why Venom exists.
I feel like that. I don't know if that's going to be entirely true. I think when it gets closer, you're going to be hearing.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see.
Unless I think they're going to
Sony's taking back rights for Spider-Man. We already know that.
I heard they're splitting the rights still.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm the biggest Venom fan in the room.
I know.
The second if I'm in that theater, and the second he says "I" as Venom, I will walk out.
Oh, I will too. It's always we.
I will walk out. I will get the fuck up and say no.
Yeah, because I didn't do it right.
Yeah, so other than that, the other news we have to talk about is they finally revealed what Destiny 2 is going to look like and the gameplay for it. Looks like a lot of improvements.
It's incredible.
I wouldn't go incredible,
I would.
To be honest. I'd say...
Compared to what we've been playing?
You know, it's... And here's the thing. It's really not that much different. The gameplay is still going to be solid.
Oh, yeah.
It's still the kind of, you know, same gameplay and stuff. The thing that's really the biggest improvement is hopefully going to be story. They've talked about how big the story has become and how much they've focused on that.
How much cutscenes they put in.
Given the amount of shit that they got for the lack of story when the first game originally launched, I hope that Bungie really is taking that to heart. And it seemed like they really started to do that, especially with The Taken King. I feel like Destiny overall as a story was just lackluster until The Taken King came out. And that's where the story actually had some pickup.
Still too short.
Overall, if you play
the Iron,
here's the thing:
are you talking about Taken King or the Iron?
The Taken King.
I thought okay.
The last DLC.
The Iron.
It was just okay.
Okay.
I thought it was just okay. It wasn't a great story. It wasn't, you know, it didn't really add a whole ton to it.
Right.
In my opinion, I felt like the Taken King was really the best part of the story. And overall, though, I mean, Destiny, the first Destiny, if you include all the expansions from start to finish, it's actually quite a long campaign.
Oh yeah.
When you think about all of that together, as a campaign, that's really what the first game should have been entirely. So hopefully Bungie's kind of sat there and said, you know what, we need to make a game that's truly worth the money that people feel it should be worth. And I am putting enough faith into them to give them, you know, $100 for the digital one to be able to get the DLC that's with it. Because, you know, we have a friend, Steve, who plays it, and Steve will play it regardless.
Yeah, same with Jesse.
So, you know, I'll play through the campaign. I know when the expansions come out, Steve will still play with me. So I'll still have fun and still have people play with, even if all of you guys dropped off.
Yeah, the two people that will play it the most is Jesse and Steve, besides us.
So we'll see, you know, we'll see where they go with it. I like some of the new abilities. I like the fact that you can use elemental weapons finally as your primaries and stuff like that. That's kick-ass. I can't wait to use a fucking grenade launcher. Could not believe that was never in the fucking game.
The fucking minigun?
The minigun was badass. Everything looks like a cool improvement from what we had, which is awesome.
I could totally see multiple playthroughs for the simple fact that it seems like once you're one class, that's the story of that class you're going to go through. The way they got them split up with Cade and everything, I can see it.
Regardless of which one you are, you're going to go for all three of them. It doesn't matter. I guarantee you.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. You're going to end up... you mean as one...
It doesn't matter which guard, which class you are, you're going to go after all three of them.
Maybe.
It won't matter. Because each one of them are on a different location.
They
pointed that out specifically. So if you're not going to go after the other one, you have no reason to go to the other location.
We'll see.
So
the lost sectors, that's gonna be cool to add more.
Yeah,
the lost sectors,
the treasure hunts, those, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
badass.
Loot raids.
you know, I'm looking forward to the those things. Overall, we're getting definitely an improvement. We're not getting the actual game that was originally promised with weekly updates, weekly fights, stuff like that. But it's still a huge improvement over what we had, and. I don't know if it's going to win a whole lot of players back. It definitely will keep the community going.
I don't know if I want them back.
There's a lot of people, you know, there's a
I
lot
like
of
the community the way it is. I mean, you got to be, honestly, when it comes to shooters and stuff,
I'm
it's
not
still
talking
of,
about for us.
No, I'm just
I'm
talk,
talking about for Bungie.
No,
I
am
it's
too.
Going to win a lot of their community back.
They might, but.
They need that, Loach. If they don't, that's the reason why they're doing this. If they don't, then the game is considered pretty much a failure by Activision.
Yeah.
Because keep in mind, their community isn't as big as it started out to be.
No, of course not.
The first freaking, you know, expansions, they had a massive amount of gamers, and it's dropped off significantly.
Yeah, but that conference
every expansion.
But that conference that they had, it was a pretty good showing. There's a lot of people there, and I mean that's a good sign.
There was a lot of people there for that room. That room was half the size of, you know, the rooms we see filled up for E3.
Well, that's E3 though.
Still, it's a conference.
I don't know.
If Blizzard were to make an announcement of saying, hey, we're going to have a conference, which they do, you know, these people are invited. They
yeah,
can fill an entire fucking
StarCraft
they can
guys.
Fill an entire fucking stadium
yeah.
with people.
Well, we'll see.
So we've seen the improvements. The improvements look really good. The things there are a few things that aren't improved and aren't getting addressed, which they still need to address.
But they will. They could change by September.
It could easily change. Absolutely. One of them being the fire teams. One thing that's been asked for ever since the game launched was a 4-man fire team. Why? Because we play as 4-man teams. It's the main reason why they've changed their PvP to 4v4. So why the fuck would you say, okay, we're going to have 4v4, but we're not going to do 4-man fire teams? That makes zero sense.
And I agree, but at one point,
Their logic behind it is, oh, well, there's only three classes. Yes, but you can have three fucking warlocks on one fucking team. Right. Not everybody's a different class. That's not a requirement. Would you make it a requirement to only be three teams?
Yeah. Or three-man teams? I would prefer to see four-man fire teams.
We have too many times... Like, the point I'm making is we have too many times where we play the game and there's one person that gets fucked up. Like, gets fucking stuck out. Doing their own thing.
Right, but that's...
And that's bullshit.
No, I get that. I'm not disagreeing. What I'm saying is, like, I would prefer four-man teams. Absolutely. Do I see where they're coming from? Sure. Do I see where we're coming from more? Absolutely. I can see why, because then they're like, okay, well, if you want four, then all of a sudden you're going to want five, and then you're going to want six, and then there's going to be no point. To me, honestly, four is a good number. I think you should have gone to four.
Honestly, I think they should allow for six. The game could easily do this, and here's why.
Okay.
If the raids can increase in difficulty based off of the teams and the abilities of those players, and the AI can increase in difficulty based off of how well you're doing, then why can't you do that based off of having how many players you have with?
I don't know. I think six-man fire teams would be a little nuts. Four, I agree with. I totally agree.
It's no different than when you go into a raid.
Yeah, but how often did we do the raids? That's the thing.
That's my point, is how often we do the raids? Well, because we didn't have a six-man team. Well, we did have a five-man team and four-man teams, but we couldn't all play together.
The clan thing?
Unless we go out and do the raid, which we couldn't do.
I do like the idea of the clan stuff, more getting the clans more focus, a little bit more focus on the clans, rewarding clans, people who do play together as one team.
Yeah, but again...
Your dad's going to have so much fucking loot, it's going to be unreal.
But here's the thing. Again, what's the point in having a clan if you can only play with three of those people from your clan?
I would like to see...
If you have a full clan, you can't play with
six
guys.
What's a full clan of them? Yeah, see, I'm curious on what their size limit is going to be for a clan.
Right now, there's... It seems like it's an unlimited 20?
Like
a 20-man team.
Yeah, but see, the thing I can see them limiting
that. When you have a clan larger than six people, makes sense that you have to split people up. Okay, that's fine. When your Crucible is six versus six, but when your Crucible is... 4 versus 4, why are you limiting your teams to 3 people? And that one fucker gets put out on the side.
Yeah.
It's like telling somebody, hey guy, thanks for playing with us online. Can you go sit on the bench for a while we go play this mission? Oh, I have to play that mission too. Sucks to be you.
Right.
You know, it's fucking stupid, and Bungie still hasn't figured that out, and that pisses me off. Like, how do you not listen to that one fucking comment that every player makes?
I feel like we're gonna
see. So what are you telling me? The creators of Halo can't figure out a 4-man team?
Here's the thing, Bungie. The Bungie you see today is
not
the
Bungie
that created Halo.
Oh,
the Bungie you see today is not even close. It doesn't even have the same team members, most of them.
Yeah, I didn't see anything with was it?
Huh?
I didn't see the original Bungie owner.
No, he doesn't do anything for him now.
Yeah, I was gonna say he's probably just sitting back taking the money in. I see the whole 4-man team thing and everything. I can see a change by next month when E3 hits.
Steve and I talked about this with the 4v4. The 4v4, we get it. Most tournament play is played with 4-man teams. Mm-hmm. We get that. But it's never been a problem online to find 6-man teams. It's actually been very easy.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to PvP... Rarely have I gone into the Crucible and been, man, wish we had another guy, or wish we had two more guys. It rarely ever happens. So, to turn around and say, oh, you know, we recognize that tournaments are this, that tells me that Bungie is very keyed towards, we want to be an esport. That's fine if you want to do that. But don't turn around and say, you know what? Just because you play together online in the Crucible, that doesn't mean you should be able to play together in a team in the story either.
Yeah, but I feel like I don't know. I do kind of feel like even if with the 3-man or the 4-man fire teams, I could always still see one of us get left out, unfortunately.
Because
we have so many in our team, on our clan. Maybe not so many, but we have enough to be over that limit.
Not usually. I think the most we've ever played with is 6.
For raids?
I mean, Anderson's never been in here. He'll be on it now, but...
Yeah, but we won't take Anderson.
But like most of the time, you know, most of the time, a lot of times Jesse can't join us or Steve can't join us.
No,
we were stuck with four people
and the kids,
and one person would be stuck out.
Yeah, one of the kids, most of the time, Donovan or Nicholas.
But yeah, what I'm saying is like one person would be stuck out and they couldn't do anything with us, which sucked. We'd have cool conversations, yes, But that blows when you're going and doing raid, or you're going and not doing raids, when you're going and doing strikes, and you're going and doing story modes, or you're just fucking trying to get done with the daily shit, and you can't play all together.
I thought strikes were going to become four-man teams. I thought they said strikes and Nightfalls.
Every single thing I've seen is just three.
I swore I heard something about Nightfalls or something becoming four.
The demo that I saw of the strike today was three people.
I didn't even see that. I didn't even know there was a demo for a strike.
So, it just kind of that kind of makes me think, wow, you guys, you know, you listen to us so much on other things. Why couldn't you listen to us on this? Like, why was this the one thing that you said, fuck you?
And maybe they didn't, though. That's the thing. We don't know. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they were just sitting there like, okay, we gotta make sure this is taken care of.
Loche was a big, it was a big enough issue for them to say, we're gonna do 4v4 multiplayer. And it's been a big enough issue that people have asked for it since the beginning of the game's launch.
I'm not saying you're
to
wrong.
To not make that announcement is stupid.
I'm not saying you're
so
wrong.
So if they didn't announce it, it's not going to happen.
I don't know. We've been surprised before. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean,
that's not even my biggest gripe, honestly.
Not unless Bungie actually, you know, fucking listens to us.
That's not even... Well...
Doesn't seem like they have in the past.
Well, obviously they've been listening in some
areas. Listening to some of their community, yes.
Yeah, we're part of that community. Might not be the most...
I'm talking about the podcast.
Yeah, well...
I'm still trying to figure out how we went from, like, 30 to 50 to 8. I don't know. One of us probably made an off-color comment and somebody got pissed off about it.
And yet,
fucking
life.
Snowflake.
Yeah. And life moves on. That's my least biggest gripe, though.
What's your biggest gripe?
I think my biggest gripe is...
No new class.
I kind of wanted another class.
A lot of us wanted another class. I was expecting it. In fact, I was expecting another class with a four-man team, because then it would make more fucking sense.
I would like to... my biggest thing was probably not seeing a new class and seeing the same fucking races that you're fighting against.
Oh, more of the Cabal?
Yeah.
Just new designs?
It's,
makes sense. I mean, they,
all I can think of is Grandma's Boy. We'll just make him a different color.
And I get that. Here's the part that makes more sense to me is the reasoning behind it is because they never did an expansion with the Cabal when they should have. I will totally agree. They should have the first time.
The last
first
one,
year.
Yeah. The last one being the Rise of Iron.
Yeah, it should have literally been the first one was Vex. The next one was Fallen. After that, the Hive.
The Hive.
And then after that, it should have been the fucking Cabal.
Not the Rise of Iron.
We're going to do the Rise of Iron, and we're going to put in the play fucking bullshit. We're going to give everybody Space Aids.
I would have liked to see a new class and a new alien. I'm really curious why the fucking Cabal. I think it would have been even cooler to me is that if what was flying in was not the Cabal, and it was like all of a sudden like this race they forgot about. Like, I thought we eliminated them. I thought we got rid of them.
Yeah,
what are they doing here? You know?
No, I get... Like,
it's a fucking Cabal.
I get the Cabal, like I said, but the Cabal should have been an expansion from last year.
Yep.
And it should be... And I agree, it should be a new race.
I think that would that's what I was really expecting, because when they were flying... I was waiting for him to be like... I thought they were gone.
I've expected the Cabal to be an expansion ever since the first time they mentioned them, because the first time they talk about them is they blow up moons and planets just for getting in their way. I'm like, wow, that sounds like a really fucked up race. Wait, I only fight them once?
Yeah, I was going to say,
really?
You really didn't fight them a lot in the first game.
I fight them on Mars. Woo!
Was it Mars? It was Mars.
It just, you know, it wasn't very impressive, and then you fight them again in... the fucking Taken King, but they're kind of a mediocre, like, they come across as a mediocre bad guy. So after that, I was like, okay, I guess the Cabal aren't as serious they made them sound. So when they were like, oh yeah, this one's next to the Cabal, I'm like, really? Like, you're not gonna do a new species?
I
understand that frustration.
That was my biggest thing, because I think they made the story cooler, because all of a sudden they forgot about this one race that they might have taken out years and years and years ago that they never talked about. Because they're gone. Yeah.
My biggest frustration is no fourth class. And the reasoning behind that is the storyline.
You can only have so many Jedi.
The storyline is, you know, you lose your light at the very beginning. That's why you lose all your shit. So you have to start over. So where do you get your new powers from? Okay, well, it seems to me like it would make more sense to find a fourth class that already has many of these abilities, and you learn from them how they acquire them. So, okay, sweet. Yeah. Nope. No fourth glass. Awesome, guys. Really need to start paying your writers a little bit more because they're doing a bang-up job. There's just really just a handful of things that really kind of irk me. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is because there actually was so much good that it's hard to pinpoint everything that was really cool about it. I mean, you can definitely see there's a step up graphically.
Do we get vehicles? Like,
you know,
tanks?
They're pushing the... I think that's just Josiah's wish.
No, it really looked like...
I've watched it three times.
A third-person shot of it where you were controlling the tank. And I really hope so. If it's like a part of a mission or something, that'd be great. Maybe. Here's this battle tank. Have fun.
So, it looks good. I'm still looking forward to it. I'm not super, super excited like a lot of people are.
See, I'm pretty excited for it.
It doesn't make me over-the-top hyped. I think I'm in the same camp as when Miles and I talked about it. You know, it looks good. I'm looking forward to being entertained. I don't think it's going to hold my attention for more than about a month and a half.
See, that's... Yeah, I really feel like it will, to me. I also have kids, so I could see myself playing through those campaigns multiple times with the kids.
I get it.
And with Jesse and Steve.
So
I'm pretty sure
weird was no beta date announcement. Just, that, it's coming this summer. Thanks for the vague announcement, guys.
I guarantee we'll hear it at E3, if not launched on E3.
Yeah, I can see it being closer to launch, which is sad. Because by then it's a little late.
Scary. Yeah.
You're just testing the servers.
Probably. It's a server test. It's a crash test. That's exactly what it will be. It'll be a crash test. See if
the servers fall apart. Most likely, see if the servers fall apart.
Yep. You know, I could understand the gripes. But there's a lot, like you said, there's a lot more.
There's a lot of good, yeah.
A lot of good
improvement, a lot of good. Hearing about the environments being massive.
I'm really cool.
Nathan Fillion. The Adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah, three new planets, though, only.
Yeah, that was the other thing. Like,
can't we just go to another
like,
four?
They're like four new locations. I'm like,
was it four?
Three new planets, another truck stop for Earth.
Look at the planet Dirt.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they talk about, like, the Earth location. Oh, it's this huge expanse. It's two times bigger than anything we've made.
Yeah, the city?
That's cool.
Which is actually really
fun. The largest place I think they've ever made was actually Venus. Pretty sure. So, two times larger than that? Cool. Awesome. It's still Earth, though. So, I'm pretty sure, regardless of where you put it, I've seen it already. I would have liked to have seen a new planet, or, you know...
Pluto?
Maybe, yeah. Fucking Pluto. Make it goddamn official, Bungie. Say, fuck NASA. Maybe like a lost way station from before the fall. Something like that in space. But... you know, the other thing that was really funny was the amount of people were like, "Oh my gosh, I can finally use the map from the planet to go to another planet." I'm like, that should have been in the game from launch, guys.
Yeah, no orbit.
That was the first thing that we all complained about in the beta.
Yeah, why do we have to keep going to orbit?
Why do I have to go to orbit? What do you mean I can't go directly orbit to the location? I'm in a ship!
The only good thing about orbit was to kill time while you're waiting for your friends to show back
up.
Yeah,
go take a piss.
That's what I was telling them, the bathroom breaks.
Yeah.
So, they're still going to have orbit. They've shown it.
My biggest concern is the guided... what is it? The guided...
I don't know what you're talking about.
What is it? Guided links?
So...
What do they call it?
I can't remember.
Guided something?
It's basically the system that they're talking about, where you can play in your clan, you're in your team. And this is the thing I don't understand, is like, oh, well, when you see another person, they're like, oh, can I join? Well, if you're in the three-person team, that means you have to push somebody out in order for them to join.
Actually, I don't think they're using it for that. I think it's mostly for the raids.
I think it's mostly for those, yeah.
I think it's mostly for the raids where...
You can join a group.
What was it?
It's basically to let you know, like, okay, this group is a casual group. They just like to play every now and then. This is what they stand for. And it's like, all right, well, you know, assemble.
I can't wait to write ours out.
but here's the thing is, you know, unless they have a system set up where you can vote for how that group or clan deals with a situation like that, it's pointless. Because I think if somebody signs up and somebody comes in that's an asshole that doesn't play for shit or is just a dick to everybody,
you're gonna want to rate them
and be like, this guy's an asshole. And you can do that for PvP so that you don't end up matching up with them again. You can call them out as a cheater, something like that, and report them. But that's about the extent of it. Unless there's like a rating system to say, yeah, this guy's an asshole
or this clan takes it too seriously,
don't want to fucking game with them again. It's pointless. It won't work because you'll end up with too many situations where somebody comes in and it's just a dick. You know, it happens. We've played with guys like that who get pissed off because, yeah, oh, you stole my special weapon, or oh, you took my kill. It's like, fuck, dude. Now, granted,
with Destiny's community, they're few and far between.
Eh.
Really? Compared to other ones? Like Call of Duty
Destiny,
and shit? Come on.
Destiny and Halo are probably the least asshole-ish, but I've definitely come across them.
Oh, I'm not saying we don't...
Josiah and I can attest to this.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying they're fucking perfect.
But this anyway. But you're comparing that to communities like fucking Call of Duty, which is by far the worst of the worst.
Right, but
I mean, biggest.
Listeners,
I'm sorry. If you're a Call of Duty fan and you play in them and you're a cool person, this is not directly towards you, but you have to know this. Your community is a shitstorm of hatred and fuckery.
I mean,
Jesus Christ. You have people who literally play that game just to fuck with people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad.
Well, it's also in the Madden community. That's why I like baseball more than football anyway. But MLB The Show's community is not as bad. Like, I had that one guy, that one dude. I think out of all the years I played, that's been the only fucking time I ever had a problem with somebody. Whereas Madden, I think it was like every 3 to 4 players, one of them was a dick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the worst biggest communities and the worst ones...
That's generally like just football fans in general.
Right, but what I'm saying is the biggest gaming communities, such as Call of Duty and Madden, there's a lot of cool in them, but there's a ton more shit lying around with these guys. Where if you took them and compared it to Destiny, absolutely, Destiny's got a way better community. Was there a lot of those assholes that you ran into during the PvP? Absolutely, you're gonna have them.
Oh, yeah.
In any community, in any game, there's gonna be that one fucking dick. Is it a little bit less in Destiny compared to like Call of Duty Madden? Absolutely. I'm kind of glad that I hope Destiny's finding a way to weed them out a little bit more.
The people that I've mostly run into that are absolute assholes usually isn't in the Crucible. Most of the time, it's actually outside of that.
See, that's weird, because every time I met them, they were in the Crucible.
Like, you come across guys who were just shooting...
Or not Crucible.
Shooting
PvP.
Shooting at your fucking, Sparrow, because they have nothing else to fucking do.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, the game's not more enjoyable for you, and you don't have enough money to
buy
a different game, but fuck off, stop fucking with me.
And I gotta give some credit to the Destiny community, where a lot of them were taking it into their own hands and saying, you know, tweeting Bungie, hey, this guy's gamertag, this guy's a dick, get him off, you know.
You know, the nice thing would be is if they'd start pairing us up in the Crucible based off of our connections, which is what they should have been doing from the beginning.
That or have a rating system like they do with GTA, where that person's marked. Because I know, like in GTA, you know, you got a guy who's completely being a fucking dick, they're marked.
God yeah, damn it. Yeah. It tells them, yeah.
They need to do something like that.
Just that last time I played with you guys.
Oh, that fucking dude. Those two guys.
Yeah, those fucking dudes.
But their rating, like their approval rating was fucking garbage after looking them up. So, yeah. No, I hope I have a lot of high hopes for Destiny 2. I think it's going to be...
I have hope for it. I wouldn't call them high. But
I got high hopes. I'm more looking forward to actually having a game again to play with everybody.
Because, you know, you need the social interaction.
It's a little lonely.
Mister, I could live by myself.
I can. Just sucks.
Shit.
I could. It sucks.
Here's the difference between you and me. If I lived in a log cabin and no one was around me, I could give two shits.
Depends on what's going on. I'd probably be right there with you. But,
Again, you wouldn't be alone. How's it going? You live 50 miles from me. Why are you here?
So bored.
Let's play something. Listeners, you listeners, you've heard us talk about Steve many times. He's actually been on the podcast once. We're going to try to get him back on for the beta, just to be able to chat about that.
Him and Jesse.
He's the bigger Destiny fan.
Out of everybody.
But he lives in another state, so sometimes it's kind of hard to communicate with him.
I'm just saying, man, if you're sick of not hearing what you want to hear, come and talk about it. Get your ass down here. Yeah. Come talk about it, fucker.
Come and see us.
Come see us, we miss
come
you.
Come play with us, Danny. The only other thing that I have to bring up is that Microsoft is in extreme trouble with the Xbox One. And that's referring to their exclusives.
I'm sure as fuck not buying. I mean, Xbox Scorpio.
Yeah, the exclusives area is really fucking slim. I don't think it's gonna cost that much, but
six. It's gonna hit the PS3 mark, I think.
Oh, if they do that, that's fucking suicide.
I could totally
that's
see
console
doing
suicide
I could
right
totally
there.
Totally see them doing it though.
Not when you're this.
But
far.
It's got so much hardware in it.
Not when you're this far behind.
Sure, but it's them.
So, listeners, here's the thing: Xbox One has 26 million units out in the wild. That means they've sold 26 million units
out of the wild.
Sold.
Some with internet connections. Some with not.
That is not the shipped number. That is the sold number. That's physical, you know, copies that are in people's hands. The PlayStation 4 is at 54 million. That's more than double. So. They are massively behind, and the PlayStation 4 has actually surpassed the PlayStation 2 where it was at this point in its generation. Xbox One is severely falling behind. Their exclusives are nowhere to be seen.
They keep getting canceled,
and they keep canceling more games. And yes, all they can do is blame themselves. But that brings me up to the Scorpion of how do you expect to sell this premium console when you have nothing to play on it?
It's gonna be $600. I got a feeling it's gonna be six. It's gonna hit that PS3 mark, and everybody's just gonna be like, "Ooh."
I bet you dollar menu, since that's where my wallet's at right now.
Well, you get dollar menu. That's cool.
I'll bet you a Slurpee.
But all right, they said they were gonna announce the price at E3. Yeah, I could totally.
And that's the other thing that's weird.
There's no way they're going to sell it for the same amount that they're selling the console.
No, I will agree with you there. But
you want to bet a Slurpee?
I can see them selling it for the exact same price as the original launch price, which was $500.
I don't see them going above that because
they know from the PS3 that $600 is the magical suicide number that no one wants to touch.
Here's
the other problem. The original Xbox One sold with the Kinect added value at $500, and it still didn't sell.
And my only reason why I say this is just because of the amount of spin they can put on it. Whether it's right or not, frown all you want. It's Microsoft we're talking about here. They can do whatever the fuck they want. They can say whatever they want.
They can try and justify it.
Exactly.
I'm not saying it's right.
I'm not saying it could or could not happen. I believe that's what they will do. I think they're going to look at it and be like, you've been waiting for this huge console.
This is
for people who don't want PC. We're going to make it a $600 console.
I think if Phil Spencer, who is as smart as I think he is.
I hope.
Scalebound did get canceled, guys. If he's sitting there talking to the heads of Microsoft and they say $600, I think he's going to laugh in their face and go, you want me to go out in front of everybody in E3 and tell them $600? Here, let me pull up a video on YouTube. Yeah, that's Sony. Yeah, that's them saying $600. Now, do you see how the crowd reacted? The actual boos coming in E3? These aren't customers.
I can see it.
These are people who work for magazines.
No, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
But I can see it. I get to see it.
I don't think Microsoft's stupid enough to slit their own throat like that. They've already done it too much with their exclusives. I don't think they're going to do
that. But here's the thing, and the reason why I'm saying this is like because they keep on saying that this is for the hardcore gamer.
That would be us.
That'd be us. I get that. Am I buying it? No way. I don't need it. So here's the thing. I could totally see them jacking the price for that Scorpio. If it's still going to be called Scorpio. Is that the official name? Or is that still the dev name?
That's still the project name. Here's the thing. Is like everybody's like, what are they going to actually call it? I'm like, I could literally see them calling it Xbox Scorpio.
Yeah. So so we'll just say that. So say Xbox. I could see them nailing the Xbox Scorpio at $600, but taking the Xbox One.
They can't
say
Pro because the PlayStation's already got right. What are they gonna do?
The Xbox Pro Scorpio.
The Xbox Pro. Wait.
Wait. So I can see the Xbox Scorpio hitting six. But I can see the price
for the Xbox One dose.
But I can,
does
see
that mean it's 12?
So I don't get it. Do we add or subtract? Multiply?
What does this mean?
Because if we multiply, it's just dose.
It's the Xbox Two. Wait.
Wait.
Does that mean it doesn't play one game?
So
shit.
Scorpio. It'd be the Xbox 1.2.
Actually, I could just see him calling it Scorpio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not even Xbox, just Scorpio. $600. But I can see him taking the Xbox One and dropping the price on that to make it up. I could totally see it happening. Do I think it's a right move? No. But can I see it happening? Absolutely.
I disagree.
We got a Slurpee.
I don't think Microsoft's stupid enough to do it. But anyways,
Microsoft was dumb enough to cancel Scalebound after the hype off that. So
yeah,
my guess would be $450.
No.
You say $600, I think $450.
I think $500 is going to be the mark.
Six, and they drop the price with the one.
After the price is right, you always go with the lower price, you stay in the game.
All right, Bob.
And this is why you don't. This is why you don't win shit.
No, but I don't get booted out either.
So, yeah, I mean,
permanent floater.
We'll see. The other thing that's weird about the E3 announcement that's coming up is they're going to show off the virtual reality glasses they're going to be showing off that are going to be Windows branded, and they're being made by Acer and HP. They're going to be $400, so $399 and $299 respectively.
So they're going to be a bundle with a Scorpio. It's going to be an $800.
The thing is like the controllers that they've shown off are Windows branded. So whether or not they're going to work with the Xbox is another question. I know that Xbox is now using a version of Windows.
I play three games on the fucking Xbox One.
Right now.
There's nothing.
Well,
Forza is probably the one.
Forza is their definitely their big seller, and they're well aware of that. I mean, one of the first things they're going to be doing is making sure that the next Forza is Scorpio ready, because they've already shown that as a demo.
I don't see the appeal.
And I've seen a screenshot of what that demo looks like.
It probably looks gorgeous.
Fucking gorgeous on my TV.
Yeah, I bet it looks great.
It looks just as pretty at 1080p, but I don't see a lot of gamers. I don't see a lot of gamers who already own the Xbox One switching over to the Scorpio. It's just that's an extra expense they don't need. Unless you're truly, like, the...
You have to be so fucking anal about your shit. I get it.
Listen, just so you know, I raised my hand.
I get it. But you have to be so fucking... Yeah, but you're not buying a Scorpio.
No, I don't need to. I have one that's more powerful.
Exactly.
It's called my PC.
I get it. That's my thing, though.
Because it now plays all the games that come to Xbox.
You have to be so fucking anal retentive about what you're playing and how you're playing it and the way it looks, way it feels, to the point where it's so fucking annoying, nobody wants to play with you, to want that. That, to me, is a waste of money.
I love the Xbox, and I don't want to get it.
I got an Xbox One. I got the Halo one, and I'm
my
fucking
dad will
more
probably
than
get a Scorpio.
Bullshit. Are you serious?
I could bet you on it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm really surprised about that.
You got a PS4 Pro.
That's true. Well, yeah, but I understand the Pro. I do with him a little
same
bit.
Same thing.
But he doesn't. I don't see him playing on the Xbox One.
He plays the Xbox One now. He plays a few games on there. He plays.
Are you sure? Because I've seen was Destiny.
He played. Actually, amazingly enough, he has stopped playing Destiny. That was the funny thing that happened. Did I tell you about this?
Yeah, I think so.
The fact that, like, my father, listeners, if you've been listening to us long enough, you've heard of my dad. And the fact that the only game he ever played was Destiny for the longest fucking time.
At least 3 years.
Every fucking day for like 2 years.
2-3 years, easy.
He finally stopped playing it. And here's the reason.
There's
nothing else to do.
Yeah, he beat the game. If you could beat the game, he did it.
The thing is, like, He's like, there's no.
He didn't platinum it?
Nuh-uh. Not even close. Are you kidding me? It's my dad. My dad doesn't do that stuff.
I don't do that.
But here's
stuff
the
really,
thing.
But
here's the thing.
I'm about the platinum.
He literally, it was like a revelation after years. It seems like at least
Oh, it
of
was.
Of me telling him over and over again.
Oh, it wasn't just
you're
you.
Playing
it was all of us.
The same shit over and over again. Go and play something else. It's okay to stop playing Destiny and play another game. Get me wrong. Destiny was fun when it lasted. No. But after it was done, you know, the thrill is gone.
We all said it.
So
I remember.
Even in the middle of playing, he says he put the controller down and suddenly realized, I'm doing the same thing over and over again. I was like, well, congratulations, Bill Murray. How many years have you spent here? And he looked at me and goes, what? I'm like, he clearly doesn't know. He doesn't know Groundhog Day enough for me to for that reference to have made any sense to him. I was like, God damn it, if Loach were here, he'd laugh. but, yeah, he finally realized. He finally got it. God, put knowledge down on him. He's like, I'm doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah,
It's like the point where the Nazi, the Gestapo look at each other. Are we the baddies?
We're the bad guys, right?
Yes, you were the bad guys. it was fucking hysterical. So I could totally see him getting the Scorpio. And the reason is because it'll be new. He'll ask me about it, and he'll say, "Are the graphics better?" I'll say yes. I will give him an honest answer. Yeah. Yes, the graphics will obviously be better.
Yeah.
All performance will be better. Now, here's the thing, listeners, with that, we've already explained the whole 4K thing. Will it actually run in 4K? On Microsoft games, most likely yes. Microsoft is very anal about how they can basically polish their games to the point where they just run phenomenally on their own hardware.
Right.
And that's true with the Forza. The Forza engine is batshit crazy good on an Xbox. The way it runs is fucking unreal.
Yeah, but they don't have enough exclusives.
But
we're talking about third party. That's
but
the big one.
That's the thing is when it comes to third party, it is up to the developer, and no developer is going to sit there and say, "I'm going to sacrifice performance." No.
It already looks good.
They're not going to do that to say, "Okay, I want to have this many pixels," because when you do that on a PC, even a powerful PC like mine, I can run 4K on mine. But some of the settings on other games that aren't well optimized, I do have to tweak the settings a little bit in order to get them to run properly, because sometimes it just doesn't want to. It's having to do too much.
I think it's a waste of money. I think it's stupid to have a third console come out in the middle of
My point is, most likely most of the games that come out of it from third party, it's going to run the same way. It's going to do the same thing that the PS4 Pro does, which is checkerboard, and it's going to give you a few more options for HDR and stuff like that. It's going to run really well.
Yeah.
But it's just going to have those little tweaks that they already give to the PlayStation 4 for the Pro. It's not going to do a whole ton more, because doing that,
sure,
it takes way too much fucking time, and third-party developers are just gonna be like, "No, thanks."
But it ain't worth the money if you're only going to get like 4 games that are actually going to work on that fucking thing. Like, use that thing.
Oh, actually going to use it to its full potential?
Yeah, that's no fucking point. That's a waste of money.
Depends.
To me, that's a waste.
Depends. I mean, I bought a PlayStation Pro.
I'm fine with my VCR.
I know. I bought a PlayStation Pro, and I don't regret any of it, especially, since getting an HDR TV.
Sure.
And fucking playing, Horizon Zero Dawn. It's fucking gorgeous on that.
Oh, I bet.
God,
I bet
damn,
it looks great.
It's beautiful.
I bet MLB The Show, which is 4K, looks fucking phenomenal. But fine where I'm at. I'm okay.
Yeah. And that's the thing.
A majority of
gamers are going to be completely fine with the hardware they already have.
Yeah. Especially once that fucker comes out. The first gen of the Xbox One, you're like, "Yeah, we'll give you $40 at GameStop for it."
Yeah.
Thanks.
The only people it's going to attract are
PC Elite.
No.
No.
In a way.
Fuck
well,
that. PC
well,
Elite.
Hold on.
Not
even
close.
That.
Hold on. Shut the fuck up for a minute. When I mean PC Elite, it's going to be the people who want to be that caliber.
No.
Without buying a PC.
Oh, you mean without buying it? Like, who have never owned a PC?
Yeah.
That's not the PC Elite, but okay.
We'll call them Xbox Elite.
Yeah.
No.
The graphics horde.
Yeah.
Who want the biggest and best and want everything to look better. Yeah, absolutely. But that's going to be a very small number of gamers already who don't already have a system.
Yeah, that's another thing. Who
just
don't have a system.
Who now has a very good PC. I mean, fuck, dude. He turned his PC on and told me it went plaid.
Stupid.
He's going to have no reason to go to an Xbox because he's got a PC, and all Xbox exclusives are coming to PC. I mean, with the exception of Halo 5. But, you know, Halo 6, that's going to be on PC. Next Forza, it's going to be on PC. Forza after that, it's going to be on PC.
Yeah.
Gears of War 5 is going to be on PC. There is no exclusive on the Xbox
that's
Scorpio that is going to pull away any of the PC Elite.
Oh, yeah.
And it just, it seems like this mid-step console thing. I mean, I think, you know, I think Sony's well aware of the fact that, yeah, it's only for a select few people. That's why they don't manufacture as many.
What, the Pro?
Yeah, they're well aware of it.
Oh, yeah.
Xbox, I think they're well aware of it, too. I think they're not going to, I don't think they're going to be gunning for this to be the thing that saves their console. And I think Phil Spencer knows it when he makes tweets about the fact that, yeah, we know that we only have 17 exclusives. And he makes statements to magazines saying, we are well aware of the lack of exclusives we have right
sure.
now. He knows that
You'd
he has.
Stupid not
he knows. He knows that he has to address it. He is fully aware of it.
Oh no! It's totally.
So
the
I don't think.
It's
don't
totally
think
the elephant in the room.
So
absolutely.
I don't think with that on his mind that he's going to be stupid enough to go out there and be like, "Yeah, it's $600, and we have no exclusives."
I just got a feeling, man.
Microsoft. The bottom line is Microsoft is extremely behind. They're well aware of it. They have to do something to pull it up, whether that's going to be VR or whatever. The next step is, we'll see, hopefully at E3. And I'm hoping E3 doesn't focus strictly on the reality augmentation, VR, or whatever they have, whatever they're
they
calling
it. They said they're going to talk about
yeah,
games.
Like, the reason why
it's
I keep
just
calling,
how they're
going to
talk
the reason
about
why I keep calling it reality augmentation is because I'm not quite sure how it works. They show, like, little cameras on there, but that could easily just be to judge the distance in a room.
Okay.
And figure out like where things are, so that when you're looking around,
I'm
it
pretty
can
sure
judge when you turned your hand.
I'm pretty sure it'll give
or
me
turned your
motion,
head, but
it'll give me motion sickness at one point. I'm pretty sure. So
all VR does.
Yeah.
But you know, hopefully that's not the main focus. I'm really hoping that they focus on the games that they need to focus on. You know, having a launch date for Cuphead would be nice. I mean, the game's been in development for 4 fucking years now.
I guarantee
for an arcade game.
I thought it got canceled.
Yeah.
That's the thing I'm worried about.
I'm pretty sure that fucker's
that's the
gone.
Thing, that's the thing I'm worried about.
We need to wrap this up, though.
We'll see. We do need to wrap it up. Listeners, please go on Facebook. Tell us what your thoughts are on Scorpio. What do you think it's going to cost?
Oh.
Tell us what you think about Microsoft's doing with their lineup. If you think that they're going to be fine. You think they're going to be fine, or you think they're going to announce something big. You know, we'd love to hear. Well, we'd love to hear their thoughts. I still want them to interact with us.
No, it's not that. I'm like, Microsoft.
Well, just give me this look like, we don't want to see him.
No, not them.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Microsoft.
Right, I got you.
We're podcast elite.
Yeah. We're podcast elite.
Yeah,
we have 8 listeners.
Super elite.
Go on Facebook, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, follow us on podbean.com if you don't like iTunes. If you do like iTunes, subscribe to us on iTunes. This is Fargo.
Anderson.
This is Loach. Keep on geeking on.
We're out.